Hi, Ray. Ray, my name is Paul, and Maria, of course, wanted me to get on the line here to kind of tell you about how the service works, get you all the details and answer any questions for you. Of course, to find the best package for the needs of your business and the best pricing. Now, obviously, Maria does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service, Ray. Did you have any questions for me, though, other than the price?
Well, I mean, if they start the roofing, if somebody hits the roofing in their city or solar, am I going to pop up or do they need to have my name or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's exactly how it works. People don't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they're looking for the services that you provide. For the keywords and search phrases related to the services you most want to be found for, your business will pop up. I mean, obviously, most people don't know who to call for most of the services that they need. Nobody calls their dad to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages, but we do use our phone. We use our computer. We type in what we're looking for. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire based off of what we see on that first page of the result, whether it's on Google or Bing. But, of course, our job is not just to list you on that first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. You won't be the only company that people see, but, of course, that means the ones that do decide you to call you are, you know, they're calling you directly and specifically. They're typing in solar or roof inspection. You do quite a lot. Sidings and gutters, too, right, judging by your website?
Yeah.
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 So like I said, you know, you offer a lot of services. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's something you provide and want to be found for, whether, you know, it's, well, anywhere in your service area, all of North Central Texas. You know, we're going to run paid Facebook ads, a social media campaign as well, real budget friendly, super affordable. And of course, the calls come to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's just a flat rate. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, everything included. In fact, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's the same flat rate. You're looking at a reduced rate here, and it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. But at 5 years, you qualify for an established business, so you'll always be an established business moving forward. It does drop the rate down quite significantly from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that $299 is, again, the exact amount. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so, of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, so no matter how long you choose to use the service, it's just going to be that flat rate, but being month-to-month, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or even pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, did you, I mean, obviously this is something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Google it, right? I mean, it's kind of what we say and it's what we do and it's, you know, where we go when we don't know who to call. The world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, did you have any questions though?
So if I Google my name, I'm going to pop up first, right? But if I Google
your business
roofing,
will pop up on the first page, correct, yeah. For any of the keywords, any of the services you want to be found for, whether someone types in near me or not, I mean, it's going to be for people that are in your local area. And, of course, like I said, the tracking system shows you exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, et cetera.
Okay.
I mean, you've already got a great looking website, you know?
Oh, I just did it like me and a friend of mine, we just messed around with it. I don't even mess with it hardly. I just did it so in the event somebody decides to go on the website and check it out, they have something to look at, because you do a lot of
Right. No, yeah, I mean, Maria put in the notes that you think your website is pretty basic. I mean, I've seen very basic websites. Your website is not what I would say very basic. Your website has actually got a lot of information on there about your company, about your services. People can, you know, pick up the phone. They can call you directly. They know you do exactly what they're looking for. And the important thing, though, is that it's not just there as a digital business card. I mean, I kind of know that that's what you're using it for right now. You know, if someone does already know the name of your business and they've heard about you from someone, or you know, that they want more information about your company, you're like, well, here's my website. Check it out, right? But what this could do, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you've been around for a while and people have used you before and are starting to recommend you to their friends and family. But this would be for someone who doesn't know anybody who's used your services before. They don't know who to call. Every new customer that finds you online, though, does become a traditional word of mouth stream, someone who can recommend you and your services to their friends or their family. So it'll help you continue to grow your business. But like I said, for someone who doesn't know who to call, they just type in on Google what they're looking for. I mean, as long as it's one of those services that you provide, your company's going to be right there. Like I said, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do are basically hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you. That's the beauty of having a website. I mean, like you said, it's good for people who want more information about your company. But at this point, like I said, they already have to know the name of your company, but what we would do is have it be out there for people who need your services but don't know who to call. Now, the Facebook ads work a little bit differently. Obviously, when someone goes on Google or Bing, they're typing in exactly what they're looking for. I don't think that people on Facebook are necessarily even looking for anything in particular except for something just to look at and pass the time. But when they see your ad, if they're interested in your services and they click on the ad, it goes to your website and everything else works the same from there. They can pick up the phone and call you. So it's a great way to reach more people, and certainly with your very vast service area, basically all of North Central Texas, I think that would be the best way to go. Real budget friendly. It is everything all inclusive in that flat rate, that $299. Like I said, it's month to month, so we got to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, kind of prove it to you 1 month at a time and earn your business. And like I said, that being said, your rate will never go up. Even if our rate goes up down the line for whatever reason, I mean, usually prices go up, right? They don't often come down. But you'd be grandfathered in at that $299. It is our established business date. Business rate that we are offering at this date and time, but even if our price goes up, you're still going to be grandfathered in at that low rate.
Okay. What's the name of your company again?
We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and then I'm going to send you right now. We've been around since 2004, so we'll celebrate our 19th anniversary just a little bit later on this year. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Like I said, LocalSplash.com is the name of the website. What I'm sending out to you now is the pricing page off of that website, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just exactly the same as a text message. So I sent that out to the number we're speaking on. If you can, put me on speakerphone even and open that up. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So you'll get a tracking system, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. Of course, you can see how much work you're getting from the placement itself. You can also see the work that we're doing to make sure you stay on that first page. All the content that we create, you can see it through your client dashboard. You can also monitor and track your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. All the directories that we create, most of them allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originally do populate, Ray, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So you can, you know, see what people are saying. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. Or you can even have us respond to your reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost, of course. Now, it is over 18 years, almost 19 years we've been around since 2004, December 17th, the exact date. Now, 4.9 out of 5, that's our average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it's month to month, We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients that give the service an opportunity to work, they love it. They keep the service long-term. I've actually been with the company myself for a little over 10 and a half years now, and I do have clients that have been with me even from the very beginning or close to it. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Now, if you scroll down just below that, right about the middle of the link I sent out to you, it says Google Ads Partner. And that box that says Google Partner and that colorful Google G, that is not Ray just copy and paste it off the internet. It is actually our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. So you can click right on it. Goes directly to google.com/partner.
What's this? What services do?
Yeah, if you're still on that link, right about the middle, it says Google Ads Partner.
Let me see. Google Ads Partner.
It's below that big
right
picture.
Right?
And above the package. Right about the middle of the link.
Google Ads Partner. Okay, click on that.
Yeah, the box just below it, the little square that says Google Partner, has the colorful red, yellow, and green and blue G. Yeah, you click on that. That's not just copy and paste it off of the internet. It is, like I said, our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and it does go directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now, Ray, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we know in advance.
Listen, if I change my address? Yeah, I'm thinking about moving my office to a different location.
Oh, sure.
It's the same city.
Address, phone number, services, any of that. We can update that exactly because we are creating that content. So if anything changes down the road, if it's an address or phone number.
Okay, so what do I have to pay right now?
So you'd be looking at the platinum package, right? It's the one that has Facebook ads.
I was on the computer thinking something to somebody. So let me start all over. So I'm at the page where it says Google Ads Partner. Do I click on that box?
Yeah, if you click on that
box. Okay, click on the box right now.
Google.com.
Then it says the certification, performance, and spend.
Right, so you're going to want to click your back button. I just wanted you to see that. You know, we are Google partners. That takes you off of our price.
Oh, page. Package. I see what you're saying. The package is okay, pro.
Yeah, the
what is the $299 one?
Well, the $299 is actually, like I said, 50% off of the Platinum package. The Platinum package is a real budget-friendly way to cover a vast service area like you have. And the other ones have paid Facebook ads as well as Google paid ads. Google ads are $300 a month as a minimum. So maybe not budget-friendly, but certainly cost-effective as well. We can always, if you're still looking for more work, I mean, we can always expand our services. We are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. But the $299, that's a 50% reduction in the cost of the Platinum package. There are some other bells and whistles, the dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. I can include that in the Platinum package. As long as it just costs my company time to create and update for you, we can do it. I mean, as long as we're not coming out of pocket to pay for something like Google Clicks, right? But that $299 would be the exact amount, fixed flat rate. You can see all of our packages have a $299 setup fee. That's for the content that it takes to get you on that first page. I'm more than happy because you've got a great website. We don't have to build one. And I like your website. I know you don't really love it. But it's perfect for what people want to see. It's also Google compliant. You've got that website.
So,
I want to take $200 off of your setup fee. It's going to be a one-time
$99 setup fee. So today we'll pay $299, correct?
$299 pays for the first month, exactly. Yeah, it's $299 as
an
exact
amount. If I have somebody Google me, I'm going to pop up, right?
Of course. Yeah, that's the whole point of the process.
I'm going to pop up, but they put like roofing or something. I should come up fairly quickly.
Yeah, and on that first page, and like I said, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, even if it's misspelled. The content that we create in Google's algorithm will know that, you know, they're looking for a roofing contractor, or they're looking for gutter installation, or they're looking for solar installation, you know, whether it's do you do repairs as well, like storm damage repairs, or you just want, like,
everything has to do with storm related.
Okay, so like 24-hour service?
Yeah, we have emergency mitigation. I mean, like if there's a storm and somebody's house starts leaking, we come out there in the middle of the night and set it up.
Not everyone is able or willing or wanting to provide that. So the fact that you do that, it's just that many more phone calls. You know, if someone needs your service, you're going to be one of those very few that can provide that service. So absolutely, you're going to appear on that first page. People see you. People pick up the phone. They call you. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. Your website's going to be attached there. Reviews, photos, kind of blog posts of the services that you provide, bullet points. And, it is, like I said, where most people go when they don't know who to call. You know, 20, 30 years ago, all we had was the Yellow Pages. The smart business owners were AA this, AAA that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically because that's how people search. They'd flip, first of all, alphabetically to the service they needed. Normally, they just started calling from the beginning of the alphabet. The smart business owners were there. They got more phone calls. It almost works the same way. Of course, Google doesn't list alphabetically. They look for relevant content. Our job is to create that content. But everything from there is the same. The guy that we call, the guy that picks up the phone, is available to do the job and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire. But we are making that decision most of the time off of what we find on our smartphone or computer when we type in what we're looking for, what we need, the service that we need. So that's what we're going to do for you. Put you right there on that first page.
All right, man, let me pay the $2.99 because I got some other things I have to take care of. I'm going to pop over, right? All right. So what do you need from me right now? Just my debit card or what?
Yeah, a little bit of information from you. Is it MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, Ray? What's going to work best for you here?
Let me get my wallet first. Let me start off with that.
Sure. No problem. While you're getting it, if I could ask you for your last name. Maria didn't put it down here.
Hold on one second. I'm sure I can. I'm going to use a MasterCard.
MasterCard. The name on that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's the, I missed it. It has my name on it.
Your name? Is it Ray or Raymond on the card?
It's Renee. It's Renee. R-E-N-E.
Uh-huh.
Zavala, Z-A-V-A-L-A.
Like the business name. But do you go by Ray?
Yeah, I go by Ray.
You go by Ray, okay. And then, Mr. Zavala, you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5498-0600-8122-8779.
Expiration
date, 07. That's right, 0728.
And the last
and three numbers on the back is 443. Huh?
443. You said 443, 443 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2028.
No, the expiration date is 0723. The three numbers on the back, the CVS code is 443.
443. Okay, you said 443. So 443, and was it June 06 or July?
July, 07.
July.
28 is July.
Yeah. 0728. Yeah, I'm not sure why I heard June. But I do have 443 in July of 2028. The card itself is at 5498-0600-8122-8779.
Yes, sir.
Does that bill at 502 West Parks Avenue? 75165?
Yeah.
It does. Okay.
No. The building zip code for this one is 75119.
75119?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Now, in about a minute here, or at least a minute after I read the voice verification, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But I'd be more than happy to give you that information if you've got a pen handy.
I got it.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Mr. Zavala, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, actually 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, speaking of email, I was looking on your website for the email address. Now, the email address is really just for us to contact you regarding your account.
It's the American number one, ZavalaContracting@gmail.com.
Perfect. So just the number one, ZavalaContracting@gmail.com. Perfect. Now, I'm actually required, because we're a Google partner, to do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We're going to want to kind of verify information off of the website, verify information that I have, you know, kind of find out things about your business that you want us to promote, like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, anything that's unique about the business as far as, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, Mr. Zavala, and this is because we're a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. It is that exact amount, that $299. That it is never going to go up and it's a flat rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up here, and I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but of course, slow me down or stop me if you've got a question. But it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Zavala, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Ray, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Zavala's Contracting Services.
Zavala, right? Zavala Contracting Services. There's not an apostrophe S. It's just Zavala Contract.
Well, I want them to be able to just put Zavala Contracting. I mean, yeah. my legal name is Zavala Contracting Services, but I'm good with Zavala Contracting because I think it's too much.
I didn't really want to say it because, you know, I thought that was the business name, but I actually prefer, you know, leave off the services, leave off the company or the LLC and all of that. So we can brand it as Zavala Contracting. That would be great.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
That's
the way all my flyers, everything I do,
it says Zavala Contracting. So that makes more sense.
Yeah, I might change the name. I recently changed the name, the legal name of it, you know what I'm saying? But I think I changed the PIN number and all that.
I gotcha. The one thing I did want to ask, I almost did forget, your business is entirely service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not a physical address.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we come out, we do energy audits, they call us, we come out.
That's exactly what I thought. And Google expects it to be that way. You know, when you're going up to provide the work, they don't expect you to have a showroom or a location that people would go to. But I did see a physical address, 502 West Park.
Yeah, that one's going to change soon because I'm changing from West Hattie to Ennis.
That's what you're saying, yeah. So let us know. Do you have an address already there or not yet?
Yeah, I do. It's 1305 Red Oak Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Texas 75119.
Okay, Red Oak. 1305.
R-E-D and then O-A-K.
Yeah, two separate words. I wasn't sure if it was Red Oak or Red Oaks, but when I type in Red Oak, it does appear without the S on that as 75119 in Ennis, Texas. So I got that. Now, if I can get back to the voice verification before I kind of, you know, lose where it was. Please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Rene Zavala, and I'm the owner of the company.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Zavala, as the owner of Zavala Contracting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that MasterCard in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, Mr. Zavala. It's actually our job to make sure that the people in your service area are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Renee, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to like the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. Anything new moving forward, what we do is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. When the address, like I've already got the 1305 Red Oak, but if the phone number changes or anything like that, it's important to let us know so we make sure that your information is accurate. And for that reason, although we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also be creating content for your business online, Ray, we do ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is consistent, it's accurate, it's current, okay? That makes sense, right? That's fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, being that it is an established company, we did reduce the rate all the way down to a flat rate of $299.00. That is the exact amount. So the next part, of course, with it being month-to-month, reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 27th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also be including the social media campaign that paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, mm-hmm. the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month and the same exact reduced rate of $299 moving forward. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, of course, though, a month-to-month service, which means no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. Ray, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Zavala, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have the client support phone number, the hours of operation, the email address. I've already given you all of that, but you'll get it by email anyway. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive an additional text message. That link will also be sent by direct text. And whether you receive the email first or the text message or you receive both at the same time, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We would be looking out to, well, it looks like we are booked at that 5 o'clock spot today, which would be the last one available. Too late to get you in at 4, I think. How's your Monday looking? Pretty wide open on our end, anywhere between 9 a.m. and that last one available at 5, except their lunch break, which is 2 o'clock.
Well, you said Monday at what time?
As early as 9 or as late as 5 or anywhere in between.
No, 9 is fine.
9? Okay. We're going to schedule it from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. It is a one-hour window. The call itself, though, takes about half an hour. Might get to you at 9 o'clock exactly, 9:05, I'm not sure. But if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, to introduce you to your client interview technician and, of course, answer any questions you might have. I may already be on a phone call when they're ready to call. They don't get a lot of advance notice. If I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They will, of course, take very good care of you. They'll have your file and all of my notes. I did, though, want to set up a little bit of extra security here on your account, whether I am on that call or not. Just a basic question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Zavala Contracting, even if it's you, Ray, and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, moving forward, anyone who calls you and tells you they're either with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city? And then what is the answer?
Dallas.
You said Dallas?
Yeah.
Type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent to you by now?
Yeah, I got something that said local spy support.
All
right. I missed your invoice.
Yeah, you actually did get both.
One that says
the one that we need you to see is the invoice, but it did already piggyback the confirmation email, the welcome email. But if you click on the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it does say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side. Now, you can scroll all the way through it. Google Business Profile Optimization, that's our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But we'll also optimize your listing on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. You already have a website, so we're not going to build that website for you, but we are going to do the Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you see, there's a line that goes across it. There's a box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. SMS messages are text messages through the computer. I already did send you one. So we want you to click on that box, and then the box below it that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box as well. And then in the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so capitalize the R and the Z. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, just do click the confirm signature box just below it, or on the side of it, I should say. Once you click on the confirm signature box, it should take you to another screen that says asking for a username and a password. Now, what this does is it allows us, of course, to do the initial NAPW audit, make sure any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. Make sure that your Google PIN verified, so release that PIN card. And then, of course, it does let us know that it's a month-to-month service and that flat rate that we've
been. So our credit username?
Is it asking already for the username and password?
Yeah.
Let me refresh my screen, catch up with you. So you don't have to go that next step. In fact, I think if you tried it now, it would give you an error message. The automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already activated, but it's not. We have to do your client interview first. And that gives us the information to create and then, of course, track. But within the next day or so after your client interview, so like Tuesday or maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that, we're going to send by email and text your username and a password. You can change the password if you like once you log into your account. You cannot change the username, so I can give that to you now. It's already been assigned. Luckily, it is easy, very easy to remember. It's actually your phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers. So, of course, your username is 972-921-6921. Now, in any correspondence to the support @localsplash.com email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. In fact, I did just now send you a calendar invite for that client interview on Monday. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, you are all set and squared away on my end. Hopefully, I am available in that 9 o'clock hour on Monday when our client interview our client interview technician is ready to reach out to you. But like I said, either way, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there in front of more eyes and get your phone ringing. I really do appreciate, especially on a Friday, your kindness and patience in taking this phone call. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, sir.
All right, then on where it says username, it's going to be my number, but
yeah, the username's your phone number.
After Monday's phone call, I'll get a passcode.
Maybe on Monday or maybe the day after. We have to start creating the content. We typically don't give out the username until the dashboard is activated, and the dashboard doesn't become activated until we create the content. So it's usually the day or the day after that we do that client interview. I think if you tried something now, it would just give you an error message. But we'll send you by email and text once your dashboard is active, the username that you already have. That won't change. And a default password, you can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. As long as you can remember it and you don't mind it. But that way you'll be able to start tracking your success. Like I said, you'll have 24/7 yeah. access to your tracking system. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Real pleasure, Ray. Happy Friday to you. You enjoy the rest of the weekend.
And what's the number I call in case you guys forget about me on Monday?
Yeah, so the client support number that I gave you, the 877-635,
yeah.
that one, 6225,
yeah.
option one is fine. That will get you through to client support. But we will not forget about you. I already see it's confirmed on the calendar invitation that I sent to you as well as to our client interview team.
All righty.
I appreciate you, Ray. Right. Again, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks again.
All right.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.